All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is February 10th. It's 2:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, let's go through everybody on the call. If you could state your name for the recording and the record. We'll start with the board. Nick, you're the chair. You want to start for us?
Yeah, Nick Meister.
Eric Day.
Go ahead, David. We got Seth as well.
Okay. David Hutchison, UCLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. Again, no members of the public for any public comment. So, board, first up is a public hearing, and the public hearing is to get any public comment dealing with the 2024-2025 budgets. So, can I get a motion then to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the 24-25 budget.
Thanks, Seth.
A second.
Was that
Nick.
my screen didn't show me. It was Nick. Okay. Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, we're in the public hearing to take comments relating to the 2024-2025 budgets. So, David, I'll turn the time over to you.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So, just wanted to highlight the updates that I made since the previous meeting. We were missing this number here for the reserve fund, the $744,975. It was in the following year, which is the budgeted payment for 2025 also, which and so that's in the summary page. General fund still the same, 58.5 budgeted as transfers in, 5,000 of expense for ending 53.5 to carry into 25 to cover 45,500 of expenses and 4,000 transfer to the other fund. In the debt service fund, the update that we made again was the 744,975 in the reserve fund. The ending balance carries forward. Sorry, say that again.
That was just me coughing. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I thought you said something.
Go ahead.
And so we have the bond interest, 721,43, and paying agent fees of 4,000. So that gets us to the ending balance of 1.499 million. Going on to the capital projects fund, the update we made was to the capital outlay to match the financial statements, and so that carried it. I left the bond issue cost of 470, just a little extra as that buffer. But transfers to other funds, 2.268 million. So total expenditures and transfers out requiring appropriations, 9 million, to get us a ending fund balance of 4.531 million to carry into 2025. I dropped the interest to 10,000, being conservative again, since this number dropped by about four million, and or 4 to 4.5 million ish. And then we have the entire amount being expended as capital outlay to get us a zero ending fund balance. So with that, let me open it up to anyone, any of you guys for questions, comments, or concerns, or any. I don't see any public, but if there were any public.
I'm just curious, what kind of account is that 4.5 sitting in?
What account is the
What type
4.5?
of account?
So this is an expenditure account. It's the balance sheet is up here where it's actually, we don't show it in balance sheet here, do we?
I guess I think Eric's question is it an investment account? Is it a
Right.
typical bank account? Is it what kind of
You
money
make it
market
about
account?
0.2% interest on that at 10K, and I realize you're being conservative, but that's like, I mean,
Yeah, and
$2.
yeah,
Yeah.
we're very, very conservative on these estimates of interest income. One being that we don't know exactly the timing of when the payment's going out. If these funds are expended, in the first month or two of the year, then that would definitely affect the amount of interest income to be earned. But yes, that it's generally in a, I guess what you guys have elected, your investment funds. I'd have to look at that on the statement. I do not have statements yet for Coral Canyon, but based on some of the other districts, we're looking about 4% interest, around there. So yeah, that would, if the funds are there for the entire year, then yes, that definitely would be a lot higher than
I was just
$10,000.
wondering, yeah, like 4% would be, obviously it won't be there the entire year, but that would be 180,000 bucks at 4%, right?
Right.
So I was just curious. That's all.
Okay.
And that capital outlay does not match 2024 because the 2024 we did get one or two payments or draws made in, right? And so the 4.5 is just what's remaining.
Correct. So in the original budget, we had $2 million here in 2024, but then when we started going through the financial statements, we saw the full $6,274,000 that was expended on there. So we updated this one, and then it just flowed through the balance. It was at 4.5, and then we have the remaining amount expended in 2025.
Hey, board, any other questions?
Correct
Okay.
me if I'm wrong, so that 2.2 that gets transferred to other funds, that's what we spent on capital outlays. It's not actually going to another fund, right?
No, this one transfers to other funds. 2.2 is money going to the debt service, this 2.2 million. For the establishment of the capitalized interest fund and the reserve fund, excuse me. And
Okay.
then the remaining amount was transferred to working capital for administrative expenditures.
Okay. So that 4.4 ultimately looks like our full amount to for capital improvements.
Correct.
Okay.
David, does that interest that accrues on the unutilized funds, does that automatically get swept into the capitalized reserve account to be applied towards debt service, or is it kept in that capital? Does it increase the capital outlay fund?
So, good question. All of the funds that are in the capital projects fund will be allocated to capital projects and will be, able to be used for future construction costs, capital outlay there. Anything that is in the debt service fund, these funds, as they earn interest, they will stay in the debt service fund to be used in for future bond payments.
See.
And so forth in the general fund for administrative costs.
Okay, thank you.
Good questions. All right, board, if there's nothing else, what I need then would be, since there's no members of the public, I'd need a motion to open, or yeah, open, excuse me, close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks,
Second.
thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we are back in the regular meeting. So next item up are the minutes. So board, have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them briefly and had no comment.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Seth?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from January 31st, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up is the budget resolution. It up so fast that I have it up. Did that come up?
Yep.
Okay. So, resolution. Again, we have to adopt all of our budgets in Utah through resolution. So, this is just stating that we're going to approve both the 24 and 25 and then put the mill levy at zero. So, any questions?
Why do we have a mill levy at all? I wasn't aware that we could apply a mill levy.
There is a small administrative mill levy that you could charge, mainly go towards helping with the administrative costs and or the fee collections, administration of the fees. It's like 4/10 of a mill, I want to say, Seth. That's for all IFDs.
Thank you. No other questions. I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-01 for the 24-25 budgets.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Last thing we need to talk about is the annual meeting schedule. So I'm going to stop sharing. So, Seth, we had talked right before you got on about putting them with the other boards. So that would be the first Tuesday. Right now, we have Range at 2, Point West at 2:30, and then Rome at 3. Do you want to bookend Coral at one of, like, say, at the beginning at 1:30?
I'd be
Maybe.
fine if that's what Nick and Eric are comfortable with or want to do.
Nick, Eric.
Yeah, that
Works.
works for me. I'd like it, yeah, before on the front end would be better than the back end of that group just because I'm
Yeah,
not
because you're
allowed
one.
for the Rome or Range, or sorry,
Point West.
like that's, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how about we do the first Tuesday of the month at 1:30 then? And that would be what you're talking about, Nick. Does that sound good to everybody?
Sounds great.
How long do you think they'll
Okay.
last?
What was that, Eric?
My Tuesdays are just insane. But if it's going to be like 15, 20 minutes, we can buzz in, buzz out sort of thing.
Yep. Yeah. The only meeting that might get a little long is when we the December one, when we do the final budget, because
Okay.
we have to go through a public hearing, kind of the same process, but we'll be efficient as we can be for you.
That should work for me. I have a standing 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, but as long as we can typically be done before that, that would work.
Okay, perfect. So can I get a motion then to approve the annual meeting schedule for the first Tuesday at 1:30.
Make a motion to adopt the annual meeting schedule for the first Tuesday at 1:30.
Great, thanks, Seth. Nick, can I get you to second?
Second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's everything I show. Seth, one thing. You and Nick, I'll send out the budget resolution, and then I am going to send out, Seth, all of the quarterly updates that we need to do for the quarterly reports. So just know who to send those to, if you could, for me, for all four of them. So for Rome, for Range, for Point West, and then for Coral.
Regarding who to send them to, what do you mean? Are they not all being sent to me?
Yeah, they are. I just didn't know if you needed to send those to whoever kind of is the project workers for
No,
each of those.
you can send them all to me. The only ones where you should reach out individually is I'm previously at Rome, our contact at Richmond America, where they own lots and give us the lot update for their
Okay,
home.
can I just send that to you? I don't have their info.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's all I have. You guys have anything for me?
No.
Maybe I this is a different document, but I thought I saw the 2025 budget resolution come from you, Michael. I DocuSigned something similar earlier today.
Oh, you know what? I might have sent it to you already.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Now that you say it, I think I did.
I guess just let
So,
me know if you did, if that was the wrong document, or if you need me to send something else, but it looked very similar to what was just.
okay, then that's it. I did. Now that you say it, I did send it. And I think, Seth, you signed as well.
Yep.
Let me just double check. Yep, you guys did.
Very good.
Perfect. Okay, I'll get that shipped off, file the budget report, and then Seth, I'll get the stuff to do the quarterly reports to you later today. Okay, perfect. Can I get a motion then to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
All right.
I.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay.